Hey everyone, my name is Finise and I just wanted to introduce you guys to Curves and Cocktails. This is just a series that I just personally wanted to do for myself on my own. I don't know exactly where I want to go with this. I may have guest speakers in the near future. I may not. I may go live on Instagram. I really wanted to start something where I can just record myself and just talk about shit that I've been through. And especially now that I'm in my 30s, I feel more comfortable talking about stuff that I went through in my 20s, because the stuff that I was doing in my 20s and where I'm at in my life right now is just, I guess, completely different for the most part. So overall, I'm just going to be, like I said, talking about myself, mental health, dating, you know, just like the norm. But I just, you know, wanted to share my shit. I just wanted to finally, like, talk. Because for a while, like, I've just been quiet. I used to really share a lot of my personal self on YouTube, but I just scaled back for a couple of years because I just didn't have any desire to share myself anymore. But now that some years have gone by and I'm in a different place in my life, I think I'm gonna give it a try. I can't make any promises, but it's just funny to me because the first thing I want to talk about is being flown out. And it is just something that I've been seeing a lot lately. And it's nothing new. Like, a lot of women have done it. But I wanted to share like three stories of three times that I've been flown out. And of course, if you ever have any questions, comments, do not hesitate to hit me up. I go by Curves and Cocktails on Instagram, or my personal Instagram, Curves Galore. You know, just feel free to hit me up to talk about it or to talk about shit. Like, you know, I'm trying to just be more open because I think it's healthy for my mental health. And that is something that I really want to get into. But, you know, just for shits and giggles, like, you guys, the first time I ever been flown out was from some dude that I met. I think I either met him on Instagram or I met him on Facebook. It was one or the other, but I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it. So it was going to be like a weekend getaway in Houston. And so during this time, I was like in my early 20s. So I didn't really know any better or know too much. But luckily, I didn't die because I do watch like a lot of crime shows. And the shit that I used to do is so dangerous. I don't recommend flying out to another, you know, city or state with someone that you don't know, or don't, I guess, know someone else in the state. But so I met this dude and he was, you know, okay looking. We had a great connection. We used to talk like all the time. And so it was like, okay, cool. It's time to meet up. So one thing about me that I've always known from the beginning, make sure you have a ticket there and make sure you have a ticket to get home. Because let me rewind a little bit. One of my exes, after we broke up, I don't know what happened, but, well, I know what happened, why we broke up. I guess I could talk about that story too one day. But yeah, like one day, I'm sorry for laughing, but one day he had posted like his itinerary on Facebook and I just went on like spirit.com and just canceled his flight. So just don't give people your shit, because if it goes sour, I'm gonna need you to at least have a way there and just at least have a way home, and just make sure you have like a major credit card that works, that have enough balance just in case to cover yourself. But besides that, so this was our first time meeting, and I'm Haitian, so I don't know how I was able to even get away with this shit, but I don't know what I told my parents. I think I probably gave my best friend his information for the most part, where I was staying, but I went to Houston for the first time, and I really need to go back because it's just been a very long time since I've been. So he picks me up from the airport, and I just remember him saying, like, you know, damn, you tall. And I'm 5'9". I personally don't feel that tall, but I've always been told that I was tall. So anyways, so we get to the car or whatever, and we go out to eat, and then I get back to his house. Like, he barely has any furniture, right? So I'm just very big on hygiene, and I just don't like it when people can go all day without washing their hands. And that is something that I noticed from off bat, like with all the stuff that we, and I've been like this for years, like with all the stuff that we touch and this, and like, even if we was going out to eat, like, I'm just like, wash your hands before, you know, we go out to eat. So that was strike one for me. So then as the trip went on, it was all right. It was nothing like groundbreaking, but it was exciting to be in Houston, and it was a quick trip. But the entire time that I was there, he never took a shower. And I'm not even lying, like, he legit never took a shower. He would be itching in the bed while we were laying in the bed. Granted, I hate to say it, but I'm gonna be honest, I did have sex with him, but we did wear a condom or whatever, so it was like, okay. But that was like the first night. But then after the second night, when he didn't take a shower, I was kind of alarmed. And I was like, okay. And then, like, he took me to the mall, and then we went shopping. And then I just remember one time we were going out to eat. He was like, oh, you know, I bought you all this stuff. I did all this stuff for you. You can't even get me a meal from Whataburger. And I'm like, okay, if you want a meal from Whataburger, just say you want a meal from Whataburger. But I don't know. So that was a dub. Like, after that, me and him really never talked like that. We kind of had a falling out, and that was it. So another time that I was, you know, I guess flown out was, I was going to Atlanta, and at one point, like, I was going to Atlanta a lot, and so I just was, like, on Tinder one day, and then I started talking to, like, this Ethiopian dude, and so we hit it off. We had, like, great conversation or whatever. It was cool. So it was, like, my birthday week one time, so he was like, yeah, come to Atlanta. I live here. I'll get you an Airbnb, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. So, like I said, you know, the flight and everything was taken care of. And I just remember my flight was delayed. Like, it was just starting off, like, really bad. And the flight was delayed. So I get to Atlanta finally. And this man got us an Airbnb. It was like a shared Airbnb. Like, the people lived there. And he just was, like, renting a room and still renting the place. So that was, like, strike number one for me. But I'm kind of easygoing sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes he was, you know, I'm just like, all right, maybe he was on a budget, but he still got an Airbnb. I don't remember why we didn't know. I think he was, like, still living with his parents or something like that. Y'all, my memory is fogged, so don't judge me. But, yeah, so the Airbnb was cool. It was, like, with some white dude, and we were, like, talking to him, getting to know him. But the white dude was never really there anyway, so it kind of worked out, and it was, like, affordable. So this time, like, I'm just really enjoying Atlanta. Like, we're going to, like, all the touristy restaurants. And when I say this boy had a big-ass dick, like, this was... I hope my partner does not listen to this ever. But it was just like, I just remember the sex was like not necessarily painful, but this was like, you know, I guess the biggest dick I ever had. So it was just like, I would just never forget that. Like, it was just a lot for me. So we just did, I guess, typical Atlanta shit. Like, we went out to eat, went to the bar, went to a restaurant, this and that. And then I had a stupid moment at one time. Like, I just was like, I don't know, not necessarily like over accommodating, but I remember like one time I went through not necessarily a phase, but with him, I was just like, well, let me pay for this meal, you know, but I do not ever do that ever again. Unless I'm in a relationship with you, that's one thing. But like, if I'm just casually dating you, I'm not paying for shit. So that was like with him. And so what pissed me off the most about him is because we were talking about having kids. It was just like a random conversation. But he was like, yeah, if you have kids with me, your child will have good hair. And I was really offended by that because I was just like, even like back then, I was just like, what do you mean good hair? Because you have curly hair and I have thick, coily hair. Like, what does that even mean? So I was really angry with him about that, and to the point where I told him to like leave for the night and, you know, just come back in the morning because I just want some personal space. Like, we've been around each other like 24 hours a day and, you know, I'm just really not in the mood to deal with it. So he ends up coming back the next day and he apologized whatever for whatever he said. And it was overall a decent trip. But like at the end, he was like, the way he ended the trip made me know like we would never speak again. He was like, I think he said something like to the point where like, I hope you have a good life or I hope you have a good one. And it was like the feeling was mutual. Like sometimes you will meet somebody off the internet and they're one way online. But of course, like in person, they could be a totally different person. So for me, I've dated like quite a few people, and so it wasn't like I was sad or heartbroken or anything like that. But he was cool. I remember he reached back out to me later on a couple of years, probably I think on WhatsApp, and you know, he was trying to reconnect when I told him like I lived in Atlanta, but of course I would never see that man ever again. But overall, like, that was okay. I just remember, like, I wrote on Facebook saying, like, oh, my God, I'm ready to go home. I wouldn't say, like, it was a bad trip, but it wasn't, like, I guess as fun as I thought it would be. And I was just ready to go the fuck home. Like, I just don't recall that being the most littest, best trip I ever had with a man. So anyways, off that. So a couple of years go by, whatever. And this time around, I'm living in Atlanta and this guy DMs me and he is so handsome. Like, he is chocolate. And, you know, I'm just like, hey, what's up? And he's like, you know, you're so beautiful, whatever. And I'm like, well, you're handsome too. Like, where do you live? And he's like, I live in London. And I'm like, London? Like, how the fuck did you find me? Like, you're in London, I'm in Atlanta. Like, how did you find me? But apparently sometimes I be on the popular page. I don't freaking know. So when I say me and him hit it off, like, oh my God, we were like planning shit, like going back and forth. Like, I honestly really thought that I was going to be with this person to the point where I was even considering like moving to London, because me and him will be talking all day long. It was a 6-hour difference. So it was a lot of him not sleeping or me not sleeping. We would be on the phone from sun up to sundown. And of course, like, I just moved to Atlanta and I didn't have like much companionship. I actually was being stalked the first like New Year's that I moved to Atlanta. I was stalked for maybe like 3 weeks and it was such a horrible experience. So with him being in my life at that time, it was a gateway. And if anybody want me to, I think I had a share my stalking story on YouTube, but if anybody want me to share that story again, I will. It was very traumatizing and I do not recommend being stalked by anybody. That shit was lame as fuck and I hope that nigga is in jail somewhere. But so yeah, so we would talk, like I said, and then one day he was like, I'm coming to New York. And I was like, oh my gosh, like New York is beautiful. This is gonna be not his first time in the United States, but it's gonna be his first time in New York. And it was going to be for his birthday. And he was going with his friends. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I wish I can go, you know. But I didn't want to impose because, you know, we're just talking every day. But, you know, he's not my man or whatever. So he goes, like, I want to spend my birthday with you in New York. And I was like, really? Like, you want to spend your birthday with me? Okay, so he sends me the money to get my ticket or whatever. And I think I stayed in New York for about a week or so, or like 5 days. So, oh my gosh, it was just like one of the best, I guess, for the first time ever meeting him off the internet, like one of the best trips I've ever had with a guy that I met off the internet, to be honest. And so I would just call him London because that's where he's from. And that's what I always used to call him. So pretty much he gets my flight. This man gets everything right. He got my flight. He got us a really nice hotel in the city. And we were doing everything. We went to the best restaurants. We did rooftop stuff. We just did all like the touristy stuff. Went shopping, went out to eat. It was such a good trip. And like when I say the sex was like 10 out of motherfucking 10. And then, so like the night before we were supposed to go, this is where everything went downhill. So we go to like this Caribbean club or whatever, and the DJ is like, all drinks are buy one, get one free. So my dumb ass decides I'm gonna drink 4 Long Islands. Mind you, it is cold in New York this time. I don't know what the temperature is, but I ain't never been that motherfucking cold in my life. And so I ended up blacking out. I remember leaving the club, getting into a taxi, but I don't remember anything else after that. So then the next day I get up and he's acting like hella funny. And I'm like, okay, like what happened? So my flight leaves later on the afternoon, but his flight leaves later on that night. So he's not talking to me at all and everything. So then I'm just like, okay, so we're on our last night. I'm trying to see if we finna make it official, figure it out. And he's like, he doesn't want to be with me. And I'm just like, damn, like what happened with the first, you know, 4.5 days? We were, you know, head over heels for each other. And then the last day, he's like, you know, he doesn't want to be with me or whatever. So, listen, I get to the airport and I look through my phone and everything is deleted. All of our text conversations, all of our Instagram conversations, just everything in my phone that was regarding him was gone. To this day, I don't fucking know what happened with that, but like when I was trying to like write him, I couldn't get in touch with him at all, so I let it go. And then he wrote me back. He was like, oh yeah, I'm in London. I'm like, what happened? Like, why did you delete everything out of my phone? And he was like, he didn't do it. I'm like, nigga, yes the fuck you did, like don't fucking lie. And he was like, yeah, I just didn't want he came up with some sorry excuse because we did like some videos or whatever. He was just like, he didn't want that type of stuff to be out there. I was just like, whatever, it is what it is. Have a nice life. It's cool. So then like, I think like a year later, this was me maybe year 2 living in Atlanta. He ends up like writing me on Instagram and just, you know, apologizing. I don't know, because niggas, every nigga that I ever talked to has come back apologizing, wanting to get back, wanting to, you know, rekindle flames, whatever the fuck it is. But 99% of these niggas I never gave a chance to ever again. Like, I was very big on just one and done. And so he ended up, you know, asking could he come to Atlanta to spend time and maybe just rekindle. And for me, I wasn't about to turn down Because I wasn't dating anybody at that time. And I wasn't about to turn down like a free... Because even though I was living in Atlanta, but I wasn't going to turn down like a free experience, like date nights and parties and stuff like that on someone else's dime. When I tell y'all, when this man landed, I spent so much of his money. It was ridiculous. And I felt like I deserved that shit. Like, I went to every restaurant I wanted to go to that I never wanted to pay for. I went to every rooftop, every club, bought a bottle, this and that. Just doing, like, wild shit. And I can't believe, like, it's already been, yeah, it's been 2 years since I seen him. So, yeah, like, I just spent, like, a lot of his money and I don't regret it. And then we had that conversation again about where do we go from here. And I just told him straight up. I was like, you live in London. I live in Atlanta. And I think he was going to be moving to California. But I was like, even that would be too much for me because I'm not traveling. I went to California this year. I have no desire to ever go back unless I go to a different part of California, maybe. But where I went, I was definitely not intrigued. And I just don't personally like flying that long. I know it's so childish, but long story short, you know, like I said, he was supposed to be moving to California. And I just had no desire to be with him. Like when he came to Atlanta, I just felt like he was like a different guy. And he just didn't give me that spark. We didn't even have sex. Like we laid in the same bed together. But it just wasn't there. And then plus my period was on, thank God. So, well, my period came on. It wasn't on like the first night. I do remember that because I thought about having sex with him. But I was like, I'm not going to have sex with this nigga because he played me in New York. So I just made sure, you know, he had a place to stay, you know. But every day I was going to be running up his pockets because you're not going to come to Atlanta and think that I'm going to be taking care of you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's why when people be like, oh, I'm in your city, I'm like, I just tell them like, oh, okay, well, have fun. Because number one, you probably ain't got no money. And number two, I'm not going to be fucking with you. So if I'm out and I just so happen to see you, that's one thing. But I'm not going to be, you know, having my bed available to every nigga that be like, oh, I'm in Atlanta. Like, it ain't gonna work like that. With him, it was just like one of those situations where we had history. Maybe we could see where it goes. But once I saw him and everything, I just wasn't, the spark, the feelings and everything wasn't there. But like going to New York, I've been to New York like a couple of times, but like going to New York and like actually staying in the city and being pampered and taken care of, like the shit was lit. Granted, the last night wasn't, well, last day wasn't per se, but like overall, like that was a really great experience for me. And I would honestly, I would do that moment again in my life. Like, even though it wasn't like the ideal situation. Well, actually, now that I'm in a relationship, no. But I mean, if you know what I'm saying, like, I didn't regret that moment in my life. I had such a great time and it was such a great experience. So, I mean, I would recommend for, but you know, you need to be safe. To, you know, if you're open to meeting someone off the internet and building a connection with them and they want to fly you out, just make sure you got your shit covered, because I'm not going to no another city, no another state with a one-way ticket hoping a nigga that's going to buy my other ticket. Not doing that. And I'm not going nowhere that I know I'm not going to be taken care of. Like I've done stuff, but that's like my decision or whatever. But now it's like, no, if I'm not going to be taken care of, I'm not going at all. Like, but, you know, this is my first little conversation. And I didn't even have a damn cocktail because I'm getting ready to pack and go out of town tomorrow. But I just really wanted to talk tonight. And I'm just going to share like more stories, and I don't necessarily need, I guess, this to be heard by everyone. I may just let a couple of people hear it, but I just really wanted to share it. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a good night. Bye.